Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a good song. But man, it hits you on a Monday when you're not having a good day. It's like you like it, you kind of hate it, because it reminds you you're not having a good day.
But much, it is much better to listen to on a Friday, I'll tell
correct.
You that.
Boy, James, you're not wrong, man. Why? Can I ask a question? Why doesn't America just go to a three-day weekend?
Oh, please.
Great question.
You know, I mean, why don't we?
I like, yeah.
It, I mean, why not?
I'm so with you.
Because we need to do work.
Other countries find ways to do
it.
It's a little overrated.
I think maybe we're leading those other countries.
We probably are. Anyway, hope you're having a good start to your, what is this day? This is a Friday, a football Friday from Borgata as we get ready for the Eagles and the Bucs. Also, the Phils play also up ahead, obviously. We know they're going to start Saturday, October 4th. They are still eligible for that one seed. I said something wrong yesterday. My fault. My mistake. I said that the Phillies and Brewers each had four games left. That was inaccurate. Phils had four. Brewers had three.
That was like a Chewbacca-esque.
Oh, Devin, yeah. don't take them down. I'm a Star Wars fan, and I'm sick of it. I mean, I just you know. How many times can we hear the Star Wars thing? But anyway, Brewers and Phils now each have three games left. So Phillies will have to win all three. Brewers will have to lose all three. Unlikely to happen, but theoretically possible. All right, speaking of the Phils, to finish down the stretch with the regulars playing or not, Dave Dombrowski gave a pretty notable answer yesterday, in part because he revealed something. About their plans for next week. Let's listen to Dave Dombrowski when he was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack and talking about this upcoming. And, of course, they could continue to be eligible for the one seed Saturday and Sunday, and then I think you would definitely play all the players. But maybe, you know, that is sealed tonight, and we know the Phils will be the two seed after tonight's action. With that said, let's listen to Dombrowski yesterday when he had been asked about whether the guys would continue to play, and he reveals something about next week. Here's what he said.
I think one of the things that comes into play very heavily is it's unless you have an injury for somebody, it's important for them to continue to play to the end for the simple fact we're going to have five more days off. Now we'll play an inter-squad game at some point next week and we'll work out. But having the ability to continue to play and see live pitching and run the bases and play at the game speed for us is extremely important at this time. Now, if you have somebody who's hurting, at that point, you say, okay, let's just sit back. Let that person sit and rest.
All right. So I was pleased to hear a couple of things. First of all,
inter squad game.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to finish down the stretch, but inter squad game.
I want multiple.
I do too, James.
Yes.
I heard an and.
Like, we'll
I had an and.
Yes, Joe, that was my issue. Right? I'm happy here. Because I think most of these teams in this break do inter squad type stuff like these past couple years. We know the Braves did the whole thing with fans and all that. I need them to play every day. Like, yep. I need them to stay logged in.
Yeah, well, now I will say this to Dombrowski's, I'll give him a little benefit of the doubt here. Him saying an inter-squad game doesn't necessarily mean it's only
of course.
Worse.
Well, Rob Thompson kind of went through, and like, look, it could change. He went through their schedule for next week, like the bye week, yesterday before the game, and right now it's Monday off day, Tuesday workout, Wednesday's inter-squad game, Thursday workout. So right now it is scheduled to only be one. Mm.
And you guys know my theory. I'd say do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
He said that they were going to go about it a different way than they did last postseason. Or ahead of last postseason, sure. Whatever that means. I don't know.
And the fact that it's not only a series the Phillies are playing in issue, meaning when the Phillies were an underdog or a favorite last year, but it's been pretty rampant across baseball. I mean, the bottom line is the lesser team, the road team in the second round has won more than 50% of the time. Like, that's unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones, too. But I was happy to hear at least Dombrowski say that. It's a step in the right direction. I hope they take two or three more steps. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Kyle right now. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning.
What's up, Kyle?
Morning.
So I was calling regarding my brother. He sent in a message yesterday talking about a Cowboys fan switching to the Eagles.
It was Bishop who sent the message.
So are you said Cowboys fan?
I'm said brother, yes.
A little life advice on a Friday. How about
All right, all right. So tell us what's going on.
The way he worded it, he wildly misconstrued. I told him I'm invoking my birthright claim. We shared a father. I was raised in the wilderness as a fan. I just had to find a team, pick it. And I picked the Cowboys because of Jason Witten. That was it. I was not raised a Cowboys fan. I was alone in the woods. And I finally came to see the light and returned back to reclaim the throne that I had as a birthright.
I had been thinking of Game the whole time. As soon as you said birthright, I was thinking of Game of Thrones the whole time.
What a spin
so,
that
Kyle,
is.
Kyle, here's the deal, man. this is me. I welcome you into the fold as long as you renounce any interest in ever rooting for the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm done. Okay. I've never seen a more uninspiring football team with a more uninspiring owner who may be the son of Satan, as far as I know.
Kyle, how old are you? Because there's another rule here. Let me just tell you, hold on. There's another rule in this equation. Mm-hmm. You can never have attended a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl parade. If you attended a parade, you're ineligible to be an Eagles fan. Did you attend a parade in the 90s?
I wasn't even born yet.
Good man.
Okay. All right.
You're good. You're good.
So
welcome aboard,
I've seen nothing
Kyle.
But bad years. Nothing but bad years.
Welcome to the side of light.
I will
friend.
Say you did kind of choose it, though. So I don't consider you an honorable human. I mean, if anything, you're like a Benedict Arnold.
At least he was in Texas when he chose it.
And
not
Kyle,
here.
The fact that you're doing this because the team that's been your team stinks and has stunk. Doesn't exactly
Didn't
make you,
you
honorable.
Start by saying I will take you welcome.
Yeah,
aboard.
But now the more I think about
this.
It, I mean, this guy rooted against the Eagles in like the 2010 playoff game or 2009 playoff game. Like, Kyle, you rooted for Dallas to beat the Eagles in a playoff game, right?
It was
similar. The answer is yes.
A tear came to my eye as I watched.
Yeah, a freaking punch is going to come to your face.
All right, tough guy. Look at you.
Yeah, so says the guy behind the radio. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I'm guessing if Kyle were in front of you, you would not have said that.
No, I would not have said that. All right, Kyle. No, I think it's good for you to be an Eagles fan. Give me a day of a week, day of the week, and a title.
Friday Night Lights.
Big, sure.
Big.
Yeah, that is a big
huge
answer.
Great right. show, too.
Friday Night Lights. You got it, bud. All right. Good morning to you from Borgata. Good intersection of the Eagles and Phillies as topics, as both are gearing up for something. Eagles for the Bucs, Phillies for the playoffs. Three more games to go for the Phillies in the regular season. And then the real, real action starts Saturday, October 4th. Phillies still might be the one seed, probably won't be, but they are still alive for that possibility. If not, they'll be the two seed. We know that. We know either way the playoffs start Saturday, October 4th. There is a third topic in Philly sports today, and it does revolve around the Sixers in really two different wings of Sixers issues. So one is Jared McCain. If you missed it yesterday, he suffered a UCL tear. Sounds like it's going to be at least a month and a half injury, but it can be upwards, Rhea was saying earlier, maybe upwards of 4 months.
Yeah.
So that's bad. I mean, that's, you know, he could be out till like, you know, past New Year's or something. Yeah. So that is horrendous, especially when there's so little these days to be geared up with excitement for the Sixers. But let's be real. The other issue with the Sixers is the only thing that they could actually elevate them to being a contender, and that's if Joel can play. So I want to ask this question to everyone as we get ready, not only for the Sixers, not only for the Eagles and Phillies, but to find out in the next couple hours, Sixers Media Day, today at 11 a.m., And so the assembled media will get the first shot, and the, you know, the players will have press conferences, and the, you know, coach will have press conference, general manager normally has press conference, and he'll probably be huffing and puffing out of you know, breath. All right, here's my question, and this would have been a Twitter poll question, but we had so many other worthy Twitter poll questions today, we kind of submerged this. But I'm curious where everyone stands. John, first crack at it. Today with Joel Embiid, we find out that he is A, cleared for practice. One, cleared, full go. Like tomorrow, cleared. B, not cleared. C, ambiguous and confusing answers, and we don't even know his status for tomorrow, later today. Which it'll be, John?
I think the ambiguous, where we are frustrated and we don't even know the answer after further inspection.
That might irritate me more than he's not cleared.
Oh, 100%. Uh-huh.
Just say, what is his status? Devin, today we find out what?
I think it's just as up in the air as it is, you know, right now.
So I actually will go in a different direction. I think we find out today that he is not going to be a full participant tomorrow.
I could see that.
I'll plant my flag in. We're in the process of ramping him up and the blah, the blah.
How long is that ramp? I mean, seriously.
Well, but that, so remember that, you know, short novella that came out on ESPN about Joel Embiid. What was that, like earlier in the summer, I think, spring? He basically, so I think, like, even if he was cleared, he said he wants to basically, you know, go at his own pace.
Yeah, he did.
In the ramp-up process.
He's always done whatever he's wanted to do.
I know, it's not anything super different from what we've seen. But so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that ramp-up process is slower,
so that'll be
even
the,
if they don't announce.
So that would be the, he's actually ready to go, but we're choosing to not have.
Well, they're
him
putting
go
out videos. I mean, they love to put out their videos, but they got him with no. It didn't appear he had a brace
all
on.
Right, James, today is what?
I lean towards what you said, Joe. I could definitely see it being ambiguous because the Sixers specialize in that. But I lean towards where you are that, you know, he's getting better, but he's not ready to practice.
And then, Reed, answer your question on the brace. I don't know. I mean, let's get some answers today. Can we get some answers, please?
Are we going to see that he's in shape?
Well, if you're saying not overweight and looking svelte, I'm going to give that a yes.
All right, we'll see.
I'm going to give that. That's the only thing he's got a shot to realistically.
You can
do.
Control that.
He can control that. That's right. All right, so 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Elliot in about 10 minutes on the Sixers. I want to tell you some Turkey Bowl stuff this hour as well. So to reset the two main topics today, Eagles and Bucks on Sunday. Obviously, it's a tale of really two different emblazoned trends in our minds. The first is that Todd Bowles almost always beats the Eagles. I mean, this iteration of Eagles. I'm not going back years ago when he was with the Jets or blah, blah, you know, whatever. Like, Todd Bowles in Tampa, either as defensive coordinator or as head coach, almost always beats the Eagles. And by the way, almost whoops their ass every time.
Yeah.
The second emblazoned trend in our mind is that the Philadelphia Eagles almost always win football games. I mean, that is one thing about the Eagles, that when you enter a game, and the Chiefs had this for the last 7 or 8 years, and I feel like the Eagles have kind of entered this realm now, where it's like, if you're not sure,
pick them.
Just, pick the Eagles. I mean, right? Like, if you're not, and Brady had that with New England.
Yeah.
Brady and Bell, like, if you're not sure, you know,
and listen,
chances,
Joe,
are they'll pull it out.
I think if it wasn't for the Heat, I would be picking the, you know, because I think the Eagles have more talent. And they have so many question marks along their offensive line, even though they're getting supposedly worse back. But I just think there's more issues. They have more injury problems than the Eagles do, and the Eagles have more talent playing. But that, you know, that Heat just gives me pause.
And for what it's worth, they're 3-0. Do you know how many combined wins the three teams the Bucks have played?
1-8 or something?
Yeah, they've won.
And James, two of their wins are super close.
Yeah, like, well, they were all close, right?
All of them.
No NFL team has started with a lower point differential than the Bucks.
There you go.
3-0. So, like, they also have been finding
ways
to win.
And again, it's the Jets, it's the Texans. Like, they're playing horrible teams.
Yeah.
Terrible. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. We'll also hear.
Guys, we beat the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, the Rams, though, and the Chiefs, those are both better teams.
The Dallas Cowboys have not been world beaters.
No.
But that was a weird game.
Didn't handle them the
way. The Dallas Cowboys have as many wins
as
all the teams the Bucks have faced combined.
Going down and comparing these, you know, game by game, it's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Dicey with this week we don't match up well against.
So you think the Bucks are going to win, John? I'm smelling what you're saying.
I do. Yeah. I think there's a great chance that the Bucks somehow, you know, I'm not saying they're going to run away with this thing. I think that the Bucks figure out a way to, you know, diffuse the secret sauce that we have. Like, we are. This is not a good matchup. Just like every other sport, you look around, some teams you match up well against. I don't feel great about the matchup to start with, and then you add into the all the environmental factors, like the fact that we are not in football shape yet we have to play in this high humidity, high heat situation.
Right.
I think we'll be gassed coming out at the half to where we won't. Like we talked about, when you're tired, whatever it is, exhaustion makes cowards of us all. When we have to dig extra
it's
deep
fatigue.
To come back,
the word fatigue, is fatigue.
Yeah. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. If we want to try to come back in the second half because the first half doesn't go the way we want to because they are a little sprightlier, how do we dig deep? How do we
do
that?
Yeah, let's find out what everyone thinks about that game. And, of course, the Phils. To me, the big thing out of last night, and it was the biggest thing they had to decide in the last week and a half, is who's going to be your four starter if you get to that point. And to me, it's so obvious it's Walker Buehler. I mean, it's not even a debate. Now, it might be in Rob Thompson's mind, but it's certainly not in my mind.
And it's only probably in his mind not for his performance, but for what he means to the club. Like, you know, just his seniority, I guess it
is. And James brought up the contract.
And the contract.
How often do you see a guy with $125 million left on his deal that gets, you know, essentially benched for a postseason? Yeah. I mean,
Taiwan Walker.
Yeah, but it
wasn't
125.
Yeah.
Still a decent amount of money.
It was still a decent amount.
I just don't know if Rob Thompson's going to make his decisions based off a contract.
I mean, I'll go as far as to say this, and this is, for me, pretty outlandish, but I'll say it. I think I would rather, like, let's just say lightning strikes freaking Walker Buehler today.
Don't say that.
Okay, well, please don't. God, don't let that happen. If it did, I actually think I would rather have Taiwan Walker be the four starter than Nola.
Ooh.
And I love Nola, but, like, he has stunk.
If I get an alert that there's lightning in the area, I will hunt you down.
Oh, no. Don't do it, guy. All right, phones, 215-592-9494, plus something Kelsey said about the heat. We'll get to that shortly. Elliot with us shortly as well. Joe in Bucks County right now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, so, Joe.
I'm golfing right now, so I'm going to keep it quick, but my answer is going to be Tuesday's gone.
Tuesday's what?
Awesome.
Tuesday's
great
song. Tuesday's gone. It's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
And also, I think the Eagles, even though Ben Van Sumeren got hurt, I think they still got to use the fullback and, you know, create some more creativity in the run game.
I mean, this Cameron Latu guy. I think he gets some movement
on
his blocks.
Yep.
And he's they're going to – I hope they involve him more.
All right, as Devin sneezes, Devin.
I just sneezed, sorry.
Bless Seltzer, you. Did that make the air? I think
yes.
It did.
Oh, yeah, we heard it, for sure.
Oh, I tried to
I mean, there's
it
efforts to get away from the microphone, and then there's half-ass efforts.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm just saying, there's efforts, and then there's lesser efforts.
All right,
no,
sorry.
I'm playing around.
I sneezed into my elbow, the way they teach you in elementary school.
Devin, so. I've been doing it all week with my cough. Although the cough's getting much better. I'm close to being fully clear. Joelle might not be, but I am. Let's go to Rose Ellen. Rose Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing great.
I want to say James always gets me in a good mood. He's always so happy and when he answers the phone. But anyway.
Yeah. Look at that.
I was just in Tampa. And first of all, I mean, everybody's saying about the heat and everything. The Eagles are, you know, experienced in playing in severe heat, I think. And it's very windy. I mean, I wasn't cold, but anyway, I mean hot. But I was at a bar at a restaurant there, and the barmaid, I had my Eagles shirt on, and the barmaid started, you know, like talking down about the Eagles.
Mm.
And you know, we're going back and forth and back, and I'm like, I don't want to get thrown out of this restaurant. So I was like, I said, you realize I haven't tipped you yet, right? And then she like got really, you know, cool about it, whatever. But they're really cocky about their players or their team, I have to say. But I did not.
It's a good team.
We had. Pardon me?
It's a good team.
Yeah, it is, but we're better. Better.
Well, that is correct, Roselle, and the Eagles are a better team. All right, give me a great answer here. You can win my book and the Brian Adams tickets, Days of the Week, and a Day of the Week, and a title. What do you got?
How about Friday the 13th?
Sure.
There you go.
Because that is a movie, right? Yeah,
the movie,
Friday the 13th. You got it. All right, coming up in a minute, we're going to hear from Elliott Shore Parks as we get ready for the Eagles and the Bucks.
This is it, the final days of Benari's special finance event. It's ending on September 30th, so now's the time. Don't miss out. For the first time ever, pay nothing down. Get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yes, not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years. Only at Benari Jewelers, but that's ending on September 30th. Dream big, pop the question, go ahead and get the ring she really wants, because Benari makes it possible with their no money down and zero financing for 5 years event. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring or diamond bracelet for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month, zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Benari has gone all out, but it's over on September 30th. Engagement, anniversary, push present. You have until September 30th to finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. Exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square. On approved credit, some exclusions apply.
All right, as we welcome Elliott Shore Parks to the show, let's also bring in the Twitter poll questions of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Harry to Armin Chevrolet, the $7,000 500 EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. First poll question, who wins on Sunday, Eagles or the Bucks? Second poll question, if needed, who should be the Phillies' four starter in the playoffs, Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola? And third poll question, if needed, again, if they get to having that four starter in the NLCS, that would be the second series the Phillies could play in, who will it be? Who would Rob Thompson go to? And I want to start with that with Elliott this morning. Elliott, good morning, pal.
What's up? How you guys doing?
A lot. And we got a lot of Eagles to do and injuries and all good stuff and heat and all that. Not that injuries are good stuff, unless they're recovering. But, Elliott, I just want to start with this Phillies question with you. So, clearly, yeah. Walker Buehler has been better this year with the Phillies than Nola. Although he hasn't pitched much, he's been pretty impressive. Nola has not been. Who would Rob Thompson go to if he needs the four starter?
So I think he'll start Nola. I mean, I know it's a lot of money, and like
I think last night tipped it over the edge, Elliott. I think last night is like a nail. It's got to be a final nail in the coffin. It should be. Let me put it this way: it should be a final nail in the coffin.
I agree, but I would just say like there's not many people on that Phillies roster that are truer Phillies that have been there for as long as Nola has. I'm not, to be clear, I would not start Nola. I'm saying I think they will show him loyalty.
Yeah, I'll be disappointed, man.
I don't think they should.
I don't know how you look Bryce Harper, Schwarber, and the other guys in the eyes and say, we're going with Nola. I agree. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, let me put it this way. I'd look at Aaron Nola and say, hey, Aaron, you have your best chance to win the World Series this year if the other guy starts.
I don't know if I would say that.
I don't think that's the way to approach it.
I would not say that to Aaron. All right, let's talk a lot of Eagles here, Elliot. So it seemed like, based on practice yesterday and that injury report, that it was a pretty good day, Elliot, for the Eagles getting some guys back that maybe will play on Sunday. I'm talking namely the two dudes in the middle at linebacker. There's the guys that can't come back because they're on injured reserve. They're ineligible. And then there's the guys we wonder if they'll play on Sunday. And I guess yesterday was a step in the right direction for Bond and Campbell, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Campbell in the locker room yesterday, and I don't even think he knows he was hurt. Like, so I think he is going to play on
Sunday.
What
does that mean?
Well, yeah, I was like, hey, you didn't practice yesterday. And he was like, I practiced. So, I mean, he was, you know, I think he was just maybe a little out of it. But, he'll be good to go. He'll play. Zach Bond will also play, in my opinion. He wore a knee brace on Wednesday at practice. Yesterday, he said he was basically just trying it out to see how comfortable he would be with it if he had to ever wear it. So I think he's dealing with something, but I think he'll be out there and he'll be good to go. And then, of course, Lane Johnson, who they badly missed last week when he left, he'll play. And my sense is,
you say, of course, Lane will play. You say, of course, Lane will play. So it sounds like he's doing really well. You said,
yeah,
good. Okay. Yeah, and then Landon Dickerson, his health, I mean, it seems like we just sort of gloss over it because we assume he's going to tough it out, but his back looks like it's been affecting his play. Is he all right?
Yeah, Landon will always tell you he's all right. I don't think Landon is going to be feeling close to 100% all year after dealing with that leg injury in camp and then, of course, the back injury. And I agree. I don't think he's played up to his Pro Bowl, All-Pro potential so far this season. I think the play of the offensive line, you know, we're so used to them being elite, and, like, they really are probably still close to elite, but they're not playing to their potential. So, Landon will play, Lane will play, but I do think the offensive line, they've had communication issues, they've had breakdown in protection. Like, I know that's something they're working on a lot heading into this game. So,
Elliot,
yeah, they'll play, but we'll see how they play.
I'm just curious if you have any sense of this. Is Juergens affected by the back injury at the end of last year?
It doesn't seem like it. I've talked to him a few times. He doesn't bring it up. The few times I've asked him, he says he feels fine. So I don't think that's something that is bothering him.
Other guys playing next to each other. I know their roles are different, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, but it really feels like Jordan Davis's role is changing, for the better, because he's playing better. Can you see a changing dynamic between those two guys? And how has his role on the team changed with his improved play, Jordan Davis?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's becoming a three-down defensive tackle, which is exactly what they said he had to become when they drafted him. When they took him with that top 15 pick, they were clear that for him to be worth that pick, he has to become an impact player against the pass, and he's become that. I think he's maybe been their best defensive player so far through three games. And Jalen Carter, you bring him up. Jalen Carter, I think, has more talent in his body than Jordan Davis has. But if you had to tell me right now I had to bet on one player or give him $100 million, I think it's much, much more of a question than it was prior to the season. Like, Jalen Carter is better for sure. But Jordan Davis, I think the arrow is pointing up, and Jalen Carter has not had a good start to the season. So, I think Jordan Davis has been everything they could have hoped through these first three weeks.
So, Elliot, I'll push back on you on that last one. And maybe Jalen Carter is such a knucklehead, it's unavoidable that they're going to have trouble with him and not want to commit $175 million to him. But I also want to remind everyone, this guy was maybe the best defensive player in football last year. Like, I know he wasn't a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, but he might have been the best defensive player in football. He played almost every snap at a position that no one ever plays almost every snap. He played it at an incredibly high level. I can't go as far as you just went with that comment on Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter in the comparison.
Jalen Carter is a better player. I said that flat out. But the first three games of his contract year have not gone great. Jordan Davis, I think, has shown, like, Jordan Davis has shown that he's been through tough times and got through it, right? Like, he has come out on the other end. We'll see how Jalen Carter, how this season goes for him. I don't think it's a good thing for Jalen Carter or for the team that the assumption is he has a blank check waiting for him at the end of this season, because it's not been a good start to the year. So, you know, he was out of shape. He got kicked out of the first game. He's not played, I don't think, to his potential through the first 3 weeks. So he will be an Eagle, obviously, and he's going to get paid. I'm just highlighting that if you look at Jordan Davis, the arrow is very much pointing up, and he's been a better player than Jalen Carter through the first 3 weeks.
Elliot, obviously Hurts has had some of his worst games in his career against Todd Bowles and, by extension, the Eagles' offense. Why do you think that has happened, and do you fear it could happen again?
So I think there's two reasons. The first is, I think we all have to acknowledge, like, it's kind of situational. One of those games was 2021 when this whole thing was basically in its infancy.
Yep.
2023, they were a broken team at that point when they played them in the playoffs. And last year, he didn't have Lane, Devontae, or AJ. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, you are correct. They struggle against the Bucs. But I think it's not as much of a red flag as people make it out to be when you just look at the situation. It's not like they're playing them with a full deck of cards every time at their best, and the Bucs are still handling them. But the other part of it is Todd Bowles blitzes all the time. In the last three games, he's blitzed Jalen Hurts on over 70% of the times Jalen Hurts drops back. So he goes after him quite a bit. And the Eagles, and Jalen is part of that, have just never really been great against the blitz. I think the way they like to handle it is they view it as a chance for big plays, like a swing or a miss play. So they don't really include, like, short check down options. What they'll do is they'll send their guys deep and say, here's a chance to make a big play. And we saw against Kansas City, it could be a great thing, like that Devontae play, but it also causes, sacks and things like that. So I think it's situational, and I think it's the amount of blitzes they send.
Are we going to see these squib kickoffs every single weekend for the rest of the year, Elliot? And how concerning is that? I mean, it didn't seem like they fielded any of them properly.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if this is the best baseball analogy. James, you can tell me if this is a good one. But, like, it's almost, I would compare it to facing, like, a sidearm pitcher or something, or, like, a knuckleball pitcher, where, yeah, that game, it really hurt you, but it's not like the guy going to the mound next week can do it. Like, the Eagles view how the Rams kicked that ball last week as a bit of a specialty thing. And, look, other teams might try to do it, but if you weren't already doing it, it's hard just to, you know, step on the field and kick it that way. So you're right, it was an issue last week. I think this week will be very telling whether the Bucs are able to execute it, and if they don't, are, like, the Eagles field, are they cleanly fielding these kicks? So
yeah.
I think they view it as a one-week thing.
All right, and by the way, reminder, 5 minutes from now, Pete DeHammer. Pete DeHammer coming up in 5 minutes. We'll field your fifth call on the contest line. You can compete in Pete DeHammer. Caller 5, 215-988-1258. Caller 5, Pete DeHammer in 5 minutes. Elliot, final thing, who wins on Sunday?
Yeah, so I felt really good about this game all week. I think it's a really good matchup for the Eagles. I think they win on both lines of scrimmage. I think the Buccaneers are, like, devastated with injuries, and the Bucs really aren't that good. You can't find many meaningful stats through 3 weeks where they're top 10 in the league. So I'm not worried about the Bucs. They're reckless with the ball. But the Eagles are telling us the Heat is a concern. Like, we can all pretend like it might not be, and people can say, oh, it's just the Heat, who cares? The Eagles are telling us they're concerned about it by going a day early. So I still think the Eagles win the game, and I think they could win it comfortably, but the Heat is the only concern I have in this game.
Yeah, and to me the most startling thing was what Kelsey said yesterday about the Heat, how real it is. We'll play that audio in a moment. All right, Elliot, stay well. Have a good trip. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, let's listen to Jason Kelsey. He was on the program yesterday. He gave a very candid answer about the effect of the Heat. In this case, you know, way down there, about as south as you can be in America, closer to the equator, the effect of the Heat this time of the year. Here's what Kelsey said.
As a player, I always would downplay it, but now that I'm not a player, I'll be brutally honest. Playing the Heat sucks. I would much rather play in the dead of cold, snow, 20 degrees. Like, and we played down in Tampa, actually, a game right after your season, right after the Super Bowl with Doug, and I think Todd Bowles was just been hired down there, maybe. But either way, we go out for warm-ups. And they actually sent us in halfway through warmups because everybody was dying and sweating too much out there. Like, yeah, we're warming up. Everybody just go back inside. So it's real. Both teams have to do it, but obviously they're a lot more acclimatized to it. No question that playing in the heat in Florida that early is tough, especially for the big guys. Wow. You know, they're going to be huffing and puffing and, you know, cramping. And you got to make sure you get your fluids in. You got to do everything you can. You know, go in the sauna this week and try and get used to, you know, dealing with it. But, yeah, you're going to be in it.
Tons of reasons why we love having Kelsey on the show. That kind of experience is obviously one of them. I mean, that is firsthand knowledge from Jason Kelsey. Hey, beat the hammer in just a couple minutes. Let me tell you right now, Turkey Bowl. So this is the final weekend for this phase of Turkey Bowl, which is the nominating process. It goes through Sunday night. Nominating process to nominate your school, a rivalry game that your school is involved in November. And 94WIP.com is the key website, 94WIP.com. This is going to be Turkey Bowl 7. It's presented by Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. Get to your athletic director or principal. And by the way, ADs or principals, if you're listening right now driving to work, thank you for your service to the young folks across the Delaware Valley. You are the key people, the ADs and the principals, because they are the two entities within a school that have the right to get to 94WIP.com and specifically nominate a game. And then it's going to get whittled down to just a couple games. We'll have a voting process in the month of October. Ultimately, a game will be played on the, you know, back end portion of November. It might be Thanksgiving Day, as it's been many times with Turkey Bowl, but we've actually broadened it this year to be in the week leading up to Turkey Bowl, some select days, November 21st, 22nd, 26th, and 27th. So if you have a game on the 21st, 22nd, 26th, or 27th, Turkey Bowl can be coming your way. And we'll broadcast it and shine a good old light on your school and your community. So we look forward to that. And we hope in this final weekend through Sunday you get a key administrator or AD member, obviously, with your school to 94WIP.com. Nominate the game. All right, Beat the Hammer. It's something we do every single Friday at this time.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94WIP.
It's also time for the Hammer to bounce back. I mean, I have to be in humble hammer mode right now because I lost last week, and I think maybe you've lost two of three.
Two of three is correct, yes.
Oof. 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 Don't like that at all.
Well, I do because it shows that the Eagles don't have anything to do with what you do. There was that whole thing of Joe wins, the Eagles win. We could throw that out the window.
That was something last year.
That was
I think a guy took a dive once.
Yeah, he said he did. I don't know if he actually did. But
no, I think he actually
did. I think he did.
I think he did too, James. I think that guy lost on purpose because he knew it would guarantee the Eagles would win the game.
You should probably take a win away from your record.
You know what? I can't prove that. Can't prove that he lost on purpose. All right. With 293 wins and a mere 47 losses, Beat the Hammer, it's something we do every Friday at this time. And we've got not one but two different prizes on the line for our contestant who is on the line. And that contestant's name is Jason in Northeast Philly. He's got a shot to be playing right now for the $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. Fall Concretes are back at Rita. Fan favorite pumpkin pie returns alongside their new apple butter flavor. Try them today. And my book, The Best of Philly Sports. We're giving away not one but two today. One to whoever answers the question we have about day in the week and a title, but also for our contestant. He can play for The Best of Philly Sports, which is available on Amazon.com right now. His name is Jason in Northeast Philly. Jason, good morning.
What's up, Joe? How are you, buddy?
Jason, I'm hoping you need my book, meaning I'm hoping you don't know. I want you to not be a chump, right? I don't want people, you know, complaining that you're a chump. I want you to be like, you get 2 out of 5, I get 5 out of 5. For me, that's a good day. So I don't want you to have to need the book. I want you to know something. But I want you to lose. And by the way, Jason, I expect you will. You expect you'll lose also, right? Like, Jason, if you were betting your life on this, like, honestly, if it was bet the lifetime.
Betting your life.
Like, if you were betting your life, you would say I'm more likely to win, right?
Yeah, probably.
Keeping it real.
Jason, you're like honest. You're like honest Abe. You're like George Washington who never said a lie. By the way, George Washington definitely said a lie. All right, Jason, I'm going to step away. Good luck to you, pal.
Yeah, scram. Get out of here. This is a particularly annoying lead-in to beat the
Yeah, I hated that a lot.
It was like, all right, guy.
At least he's walking faster.
It's because he's lost 2 of 3. He's doubting himself.
You're right.
You know, he needs
He's getting nimble with that boot.
I believe false bravado is the term that we're looking for.
Boot. It is a walking boot. So did someone tell him that the walking boot did not require crutches? Or did
well, you did
come to that
many times.
Well, he doesn't listen to me.
That's true. All right, is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Jason, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. All right, our category for the week, it's a little outside the box this week. We are going to do one question about each of the teams that have qualified for the NL playoffs. As we head into the final weekend of the season, instead of doing the 2025 season, there will be one question about the Brewers, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Padres, and your Phillies. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Let's do it.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. The Brewers have only been to one World Series in their history in 1982. There were five Hall of Famers on that Brewers team. Name two of them.
Do Yount and Mahler?
Dave Roberts is one of three active managers who have won multiple World Series titles as a manager. Name one of the other two.
Oh, man. Pass.
This former Phillies pitcher won two games for the Cubs in the 2016 World Series. Name him.
Arrieta?
The Padres have only been to the World Series twice and have lost both times. Name the teams that beat them.
Astros and Braves.
Who was the first team the Phillies ever faced in a postseason series?
Oh, man. The Dodgers.
Dave Roberts, one of three active managers who won multiple World Series titles as a manager, named one of the other two.
Joe Torre.
Time.
Not bad. We got two. What Joe asked for. Let's hope the two holds. These are not easy. These are hard questions, obviously not Philly related. Nice job there, Jason. We're going to wave the hammer back into the studio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, he's sort of. Is he milking this right now? Is that what
when
that is?
Isn't he? Right now that Joe DeCamera is doing, walking back to the table with his very fashionable boot on.
I mean, I know you can go faster.
He's taking his time, huh?
He is.
Doing a radio show here.
Well,
got Dick Vermeil coming up in 10 minutes.
He's reminding
no big deal.
You that he's got the boot.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you guys complaining?
Well, because you seem to take forever to come back. It's like we're doing a radio show here.
You think my doctor tells me we'll run back for Beat the Hammer? You kidding me? I'm a rule follower, James.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A rule follower.
Like when you used to tell Spike Eskin that you were his boss when he was your boss, right?
Let me tell you this. Spike Eskin had to come down to be a talk show host to have any shot to be in the realm of the Hammer. All right?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Right? There it is. That's what we're looking for there. Right. There it is.
Just remember that. I mean, the guy's program director guy. Oh, that lasted long. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, let's roll here. Dick Vermeil coming up in 9 minutes.
Sure, sure.
All right, our category for the week, a little outside the box this week. Our category for the week, we are going to do one question each. Instead of wrapping up the 2025 season, instead we're going to take the five teams that have already qualified for the NL playoffs, the Brewers, the Cubs, the Padres, and the Phillies. One question about each of those teams. Are you ready?
What is this now? I got to answer a freaking question about who?
Bro. How many times have you said it doesn't just have to be Philly sports? Ask me whatever you want. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so whatever you want.
Man
well,
up
care.
Here, big dog. All right?
Yeah. Brewers?
Yes. One of each of the teams that has already qualified Prince Fielder? For the playoffs. Are you ready
Robin
to roll?
Yelp.
Clock will start as soon as the first question
Scrap
is
iron.
Asked. Question number one.
I'll tell you what. I better get the Phillies question. Go ahead.
Question number one. The Brewers have only been to the World Series once in 1982. There were five Hall of Famers on that Brewers team. Name two of them.
Scrap Iron and Molitor. Yount and Molitor.
Dave Roberts is one of three active managers who have won multiple World Series titles as a manager. Name one of the other two.
That have won multiple, you said?
Yes.
I will come... Francona.
This former Phillies pitcher won two games for the Cubs in the 2016 World Series. Name him.
Say it again.
This former Phillies pitcher won two
Arrieta.
Games...
Arrieta.
The Padres have only been to the World Series twice and have lost both times. Name the teams that beat them.
The Tigers and the Yankees.
Who was the first team the Phillies ever faced in a postseason series?
The Red Sox. Babe Ruth, Boston Red Sox, 5-for-5. This guy might have gotten 5-for-5. I thought they were pretty easy.
5-2.
Believe it
or not, the prediction held.
The perfect score. The perfect score. I mean, 5-4, I guess, would be more perfect. But 5-2. I mean, talk about the hammer being the hammer. I told you what the perfect score. Right. I just bowled a 300. I bowled a 300. I called for 5-2. 5-2. Hammer. Back. 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 Enough of this freaking losing stuff. The ankle's going to heal. Fritz's ass is going to get kicked. Philly's going to win the World Series. The Eagles are going to repeat. Hammer! Jason, you're not the hammer. But you did your job. You got the two. Hammer! Five!
I wasn't truly pathetic. I'm sorry.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
No, you did your job.
Even your guesses
Bill
were
Belichick
solid.
Would say, do your job. You did your job. I did it better!
Hey, Joe, listen, in the words of Kendrick Lamar, sit down, be humble, all right?
Well, I am seated right now. Jason, you sound like a good guy, man. What's it like to lose to greatness, though? Like when Barkley lost to Jordan, like you got to feel that. Like you did pretty good, but you got bested by the better, right?
I mean, I texted all my buddies. I told them I'm going to be on this thing, and they just said not to embarrass myself and them.
No, you didn't.
You didn't. You definitely
But you've awakened a giant here. Because, Jason, we know me at my best what it can
oh
be.
God.
And I'm back. This is the march straight to 300. I'm going to go right from 294 to 300. I mean, it's clear. It's just very... anyway, it's obvious. It's obvious. You got anything else, Jason?
I don't know what to say there,
You got anything else?
I got nothing else. I lost to the hammer. Good job.
Good job by you. And for that, Jason, for that reality check by you and that knowledge, I am going to award you my book, The Best of Philly Sports. Available on Amazon.com. You don't have to buy it. What you do have to do, Jason, is read it, sharpen up. Next time, another 2-for-5.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
You know
Thanks.
Why? Because it's the perfect score. All right, Jason, let me put you on hold, buddy.
I can't believe it was a 5-2 game.
Jason, that's thanks so for being a good sport, funny. Man. I'm just playing around with you. We put Jason on hold. We'll get him the readers. We'll get him my book. And with that, victory 294. He is freaking back. With that, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, I had enough of everything else, all the other nonsense. Ready to rock and roll. Let's go, phones. Let's talk to Seth in media. If only Aaron Nola could be back like that. Hello, Seth.
I cannot believe you called your own shot. Cannot believe that.
I can't either. That 5-2 is nuts. That was nuts.
That was in fuego, buddy. I got to give credit where credit's due. But I think you missed a golden opportunity when you said that line about how you bowled a 300. Yeah. I swear I thought the next line out of your mouth was going to be, who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah, he's right.
That's true.
No, that was it. That was the moment for that.
Oh, sorry. My fault. Yep.
All right, let me run down the gamut here. First, let me start off with the most preposterous. I think it's funny that you used the word ambiguous when you are talking about the Sixers press conference today, because that whole damn organization has been ambiguous for years. Yeah. Can't stand them. Then I'm going to move on.
You know what's amazing about the 14 different nights they're going to celebrate the 0-1 Sixers? we don't even know which one is, like, the night.
I know.
Like, we know they're not bringing them all back 14 times. By the way, I was told someone very notable hasn't even been invited yet, as of about a week ago.
Hasn't even been invited.
So, like, they may not know which night of the 14 is the night. You know, like, come on, guys. Can we get our act together, please? Can you inform the fans which one is the night that absolutely should be a sellout to truly celebrate the 2001 Sixers, and which times are the other 13 times they're going to put a couple clips up on the scoreboard and say, this is also an 0-1 Sixers night? I mean, come on.
Well, no one,
John, that has you shaking your head, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we've talked about it. It is truly dumb.
Mm. Anyway, go ahead, Seth.
No, they'll do it a night that they play the Lakers, knowing that organization.
Well, they shouldn't because they lost to them. But, you know, maybe the Bucks or the Raptors.
That's the way they roll.
Sadly.
So I think with the Phillies, I'd like to start by saying they are going to win the World Series. I think you put Walker Buehler in the fourth spot. I like the idea of them playing the inter-squad games going through, because like I've been saying all along, they got to swing their way into this thing and swing their way to the finish. That's how they win it. You know, you got to keep these guys hot.
I agree.
The team's been looking really good. And, you know, if Thompson has the gall to sit Castellanos and be a man about it, and Cassie, you know, for what it's worth, I think, you know, he took it like that because he came back in and he said what he said in the interviews, but then he comes right back and he performs when he's out there, when he's asked to. So I think these guys see the bigger prize at the end of the tunnel. I think Nola would do the same thing. You know, if it means he's going to win a World Series, he'll do whatever it takes.
Well, I hope so, Seth. I'll say this. You know, up until even just 2 weeks ago, but certainly 3 weeks ago, to me, I wanted Nola to get it. He had the opportunity to get it. I think he just hasn't seized it. And I don't think he deserves it. And I don't think Bryce Harper and Schwarber and JT, who don't have, like, that many cracks left in their career, I don't think it would be fair to them to say, we're going with Nola. I just think it would be wrong. And I don't think it would be right for fans. I don't think it would be right for Nola. I don't think it would be right for John Middleton. I don't think it would be right for anybody. And this is coming from a guy who loves Aaron Nola and appreciates him. And he hopes he gets back on track next season and hopes he can contribute this October. But I'm not having him start a playoff game. I'm just not. And by the way, if Walker Buehler had to pitch really well, maybe it'd be a different story. But he has. Credit to that guy. Like, to me, it's pretty simple.
I totally agree, man. I totally agree. I think that, you know, if Thompson shows – I don't think he shows loyalty to one player over showing loyalty to the rest of the squad, who all have eyes and know what's been going on. And I almost feel like Nola, you know, of course we love him. You're absolutely right. There's a perfect sentiment. But it's almost like when your own kid just isn't performing and you really don't want him to get the participation trophy. Starting Nola would be just that. It would be like, oh, here you go, buddy. You can still do it. It's like, no, man, we're playing for points. This thing is for real, and they are going to win it this year. And if they put Buehler in there, that's just going to make all the more put all the more confidence in me that they're going to do that.
Okay. I'd like to Seth, give me an answer here, my man. I want to get to Coach Vermeil. Give me a day of the week in a title.
Yeah, I don't even have to see. Look, dude, I'll do the music. Bum, 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 bum. Monday night. Football, baby.
Well done.
Big answer.
Monday Night Football is a very big answer. I like that answer quite a bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.